In Unitarian Universalism, our theology or belief system begins with ourself, with the individual. At its worst, when we are small and confused, we end there. At our best and most loving, what we understand about the self launches us into learning and knowing about a picture larger than ourselves. So we begin with the individual, but do not end there. Our hymn, My Life Flows On in Endless Song, presented to us this morning by Dr. Glenn Thomas Rideout, who serves our congregation in Ann Arbor, describes how being rooted in self encourages relationship with community. It's one of my favorites now, but it took me a while to warm to this hymn. As a child, when my mom took me to the first Unitarian church in Portland, Oregon, and then we would sing, My Life Flows On Above Earth's Lamentation, I was puzzled because I heard something incredibly stuck up, that earthly suffering couldn't possibly bother me. I am above it, literally and figuratively. I've since learned to listen better. Now, when I am suffering, I am comforted by the idea that my life is able to keep flowing because of the world's music. It is a real, though far off song, so go the lyrics, that echoes in my soul. This vast collective reality of music enables me personally to keep singing. The opposite is a posture of closure, of isolating, of individualism. Will Oramus wrote an article in early April called What Everyone's Getting Wrong About the Toilet Paper Shortage. And this inspired me for the first, and let's just assume the last time, to use the phrase toilet paper in the title of a worship service. So here is what I have to say about toilet paper. News stories and social media memes have fixated on the shortage as a prime example of people being stupid and or greedy. Toilet paper sold out even though it does not protect against the coronavirus. And in response, media outlets and Facebook chatter alike blame narcissism, ignorance, selfishness, and herd mentality. The reality is that some amount of panic buying is bound to follow photos of empty store shelves. Oramus argues, however, that this landscape has nothing to do with psychology and everything to do with supply chains. The TP industry is split between two largely separate markets, commercial and consumer. The pandemic has shifted demand. People actually do need to buy significantly more toilet paper now, not because they're making more trips to the bathroom, but because they're making more of them at home. With some 75% of this country under stay-at-home orders, far fewer of us are using restrooms at work, school, restaurants, hotels, houses of worship, airports, bars, and other places. I promise I won't tell you everything I learned about the differences between commercial and consumer toilet paper. Did you know that they're fundamentally different products and can't be easily substituted for each other. My actual point is that the toilet paper shortage is an example of a systems issue being blamed on individual behavior. That is a very old story, even in this unprecedented situation. This year, our fellowship is exploring healing. We have examined our individual spirits and our personal psyches, and yet we also look up and out. Right now, purely coincidentally, our theme is healing community and the world. This opportunity to train our gaze to take in the larger view is valuable, because when the going gets tough, there will always be the human temptation to draw inward. Don't get me wrong, our intimate concerns deserve our attention. We have to start with ourselves and with those in our most immediate circle. Where else could we reasonably begin? We just can't end there. We have to take in the bigger landscape, even when it's scary. And it's scary now, which is not new. Pre-existing inequality makes this nightmare more nightmarish for some of us. Black and Indigenous elders are dying from COVID at extremely elevated rates, just as they've long had disproportionately poor health outcomes in general. Workers at Instacart, Amazon, and Target, who struck on Friday, May Day, for better working conditions, these people were underpaid and badly protected pre-pandemic. The narrative of this situation has to be larger than just, if you can, stay home. Even though it is true that if you can stay home, you must do that. Going big isn't only about seeing the problems. If we stay small, huddled around only our own experience, then we also miss the beauty that can come with a wide view. Praise Song for the Pandemic, that's the poem in the video we just saw, emphasizes not only despair and hardship, but also the scope of hope and connection. So many dedicated helpers, nature enduring with us, the longing to begin again, the sum of many parts. Understanding that our individual reality is nestled within the collective experience has even birthed something at the fellowship, our new community journal. Well, the other inspiration was knowing that some of us might be on the prowl for a new or different pastime these days. So here's how it works. Each month, we publish a simple writing prompt about daily life to encourage musings about pandemic existence. Some people are writing frequently, others occasionally. I hope that you will consider participating. Information about how to contribute can be found in our weekly scroll email. The submissions so far have all been about ordinary things, and yet they have been so interesting and thoughtful, and people report that it was helpful to put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard. Someday this body of writing might inspire a worship service, or it could take the form of a chapbook if we want to publish. Each of our individual stories shapes the communal record. How can I keep from singing? In a few minutes, we will pick up our fellowship practice of congregational response, this time in a virtual format. Steve is going to play some contemplative music. You might feel moved to just listen and sink into the experience of hearing beauty. Or you might gather your reflections and type some comments about your own spiritual journey into the chat box while the special music plays. After it ends, I will read a few aloud so that we might invite the voices and perspectives of more of us into our service. Just as when we are in our fellowship sanctuary together, we might not have a chance to lift up each and every comment, but we will do our best. I end my reflection with how the poet, hermit, and mystic Christine Walters Paintner ended praise song for a pandemic. "And when this has passed," she says, "may we say that love spread more quickly than any virus ever could. May we say this was not just an ending, but also a place to begin."